What can I get you fellas?
Beer for both of us, and I'll have a shot of whiskey with mine.
Coming right up, then.
Mike reached under the bar for a pair of pewter beer steins. He filled them from a keg, set them on the bar in front of Preacher and Tall Dog, and then snagged a bottle of whiskey and an empty glass from a shelf. Preacher and Tall Dog took hold of the steins and lifted them.
What the hell is this, Mike? Since when do you allow filthy heathens to drink in your tavern?
Preacher stopped with his beer stein halfway to his lips. He looked over his shoulder and saw a big, broad-shouldered man standing behind him and Tall Dog. Preacher could tell by the rough work clothes that the man labored on the docks. He glared at Tall Dog with intense dislike on his beard-stubbled face. Thick black hair fell down over his low brow.
Back off there, Dishshirt. I'll be having no trouble in here, you know that.
If you don't want trouble, you shouldn't let savages in here.
Take it easy, friend.
I know who you are. You don't scare me, Preacher.
I ain't trying to scare nobody. I just don't want to ruin a peaceful visit to my favorite tavern.
It's my favorite tavern, too. Or at least it was, until it started stinking of engine.
I'm warning you, this can get real ugly for you.
Tall Dog had been looking over his shoulder at the stranger, too. And now he pointedly turned back to the bar in a dismissive gesture.
I would like to ask you a question, Red Mike. We're looking for a young woman with...
Hey!
The man grabbed Tall Dog's shoulder.
Keep your dirty redskin hands off the girls around here.
Preacher crashed the beer stein in his hand against the left side of Dishert's head. The stunning blow was enough to drive the riverman to his knees. Preacher dropped the beer stein and pivoted to throw a left-hand punch into Dishert's face. The clout drove the man over backward and left him sprawled senseless on the tavern's floor.
Damn it, Preacher! Why'd you?
I didn't figure you'd want one of your customers gutted right here in the tavern. Now, that's what would have happened mighty quick-like if he'd kept on trying to manhandle Tall Dog.
I would have been forced to defend myself.
Well, it ain't over yet. Look out!